Who has such intense discipline that nothing can throw him from the way? Venerable Yeshe, of course. Okay. He or she, someone in control of his or her own energies, who does not become stained with faults. Okay. So you have such intense discipline. That nothing can throw you from the way. In other words, you're really, to have intense discipline, you need to be in control of your energy, don't you? Yeah. You need to not just, you need that, the introspective awareness that we were talking about before, the attentiveness that we talked about before, so that you can recognize what's going on in your mind. But sometimes recognizing it isn't sufficient, is it? Yeah, we recognize, yes, I am craving chocolate ice cream, as we go to the freezer and scoop it out into our... Yes, I'm very mindful. I'm quite... My introspective awareness is functioning very well. I am craving chocolate ice cream, you know. I'm very aware. I am furious at this person, and I really want a criticism. Open mouth, tell them off, you know. So it just the recognition of what's going on inside of us is not sufficient, okay? We also have to have a wisdom mind that can discriminate virtue from non-virtue. In other words, what is wholesome from what is not wholesome. And so that we can decide, you know, what direction we want to go in. And then we need the self-discipline and the inner control of our energy to guide our body, speech, and mind towards the direction that we want to go in. Yeah. Because I don't know about you, but many times, you know, I recognize there's a negative attitude, a negative emotion in my mind, and, you know, I identify it. And say, you know, gee, now is the time to be quiet, and then I open my mouth. You know? Do any of you have that problem too? Yeah. You know? Yeah, I know you don't have that problem. Yeah. So we often feel like this mind has a mind of its own, doesn't it? Yeah, that it's just, you know, offering independent of what we would like it to do. Yeah, and so that happens because of habit, you know, our habitual energy habits, which are quite linked with karma, aren't they? Because one of the karmic results is the tendency to do the action again, whether it's a virtuous or non-virtuous action. We set up some kind of tendency, some kind of habitual thing, our energy going in that way. And then, you know, it takes, in the case of the negative tendencies, the harmful ones, it really takes some discipline to say, you know, okay, I'm feeling this urge to do something, but I'm really not going to do it. Yeah? And then to watch how the mind thinks up ways to rationalize doing it anyway. Yeah? Like, I know if I say this, I know that, you know, I'm jealous of somebody. Yeah, and so I want to say this thing to, you know, to hurt their feelings because I'm jealous of them. So I notice that. I don't want to say that. I don't want to say anything motivated by jealousy. But on the other hand, if I don't say anything, then this person won't realize what they're doing and how their own actions are so conceited, you know, and how they're so uppity. So I really need to say something so that this person will get some kind of feedback that may help them. Right? Yes? So now, for the benefit of the other person, yes, I'm going to give them feedback about how they're appearing to other people because they may not be aware of it. Right? One of you is going like this, one of you is going like that. With such benevolence. Yeah, because somebody really needs to say something to this person. Because otherwise, if nobody says anything, then they're just going to keep on acting like this.
Conceited, arrogant, proud about what they're doing.
Yeah, and then they will not only be conceited and arrogant and proud, but they will start running the whole group. You know, so somebody has to, you know, put their foot down. Yeah, for the benefit of everybody in the group, so that this person doesn't just... Yeah, so we have, you know, no inner discipline, do we? Yeah.
Everybody into saying.
What did you say?
I just talked everybody into going ahead and saying.
Yeah, I just talked everybody into going ahead and saying it. Yeah. Okay. So, what was what we're supposed to do? One who is in control of his or her own energies, who does not become stained with faults. Okay, so who can really stop, you know, the locomotives going in one direction, yeah, and to really put the brakes on and say, yes, I know that I want to do that, but I'm going to really, you know, pull back this time. And it's interesting because the first time you pull back, it's really difficult, but then as you create a new habit, then it becomes easier, doesn't it? Yeah. I mean, they say anything becomes easier with habit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's the same thing. We look at the pile of chocolate chip cookies over there and say, yes, there's craving in my mind, but no, I'm not going to eat them. But, you know, because they're not good for my health, and I'm already overweight, and it's snowing, so I'm not getting enough exercise. But today, actually, I walked a little bit more than usual, so I have those extra calories to burn. And somebody made those cookies. They'll be so upset if nobody eats them. And on and on, yeah, you know. So the plate will be empty by the end of lunch. I'm not saying we should all exercise restraint. At least I shouldn't. Yeah. Okay. So, you know, this is the way our mind works, and... That was what?
I put them back in the fridge.
You'll put them back in the fridge, and then you'll eat them when nobody else is around.
No, I don't disagree.
Yeah. So, any other comments? So the phrase is, oh, for God's sake? Yeah, doesn't that make you stop and wonder who's God?
But this just is the cue that here we go.
Yeah, okay, so that's the cue. Yeah, God doesn't exist. So for God's sake, then I can really do anything. yeah. Yeah, but that's interesting. You have a cue where you know that you're beginning the Yeah, the rationalization process. So you mean when you're having kind of the internal civil war of should I eat it, shouldn't I eat it? I mean, that's just regarding food. It could be should I say it, shouldn't I say it, should I do this, shouldn't I not, you know? And then when you just say let it go, then you find that your whole body even relaxes because not only your mind but also your body was tight. Yeah. Yeah, I can feel that very much. Okay.